In the last two decades of the 20th century, there were great strides toward democracy around the world, notably in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union, and in Africa and Latin America. A total of 81 countries took significant steps toward democracy, according to this year's UN Development Report. But the report suggests in many countries that pro-democratic reforms haven't brought the improvements in everyday life that people had expected. Mark Malik Brown administers the United Nations Development Program. He says true democratic reform isn't as widespread as he'd hoped.
In fact, what we're seeing is in some of the regions of the world, particularly Latin America, but also to a lesser extent Africa and Eastern Europe, a little bit even of a backlash because these new democratic institutions are not seen as having delivered to people the benefits they hoped for. In fact, in polling, they say we feel poorer, we think government corruption is on the increase, and our own personal security from, in the case of Latin America, narco trafficking, and crime violence in the big cities. All these things are on the upsurge. So why are our democratic leaders not meeting the challenge? And we do have a little bit of a crisis of legitimacy and trust.
Is there really a clear roadmap for countries to follow, or does each country have to find its own way? I mean, there are certainly examples, such as South Korea, which developed very rapidly and improved life for its people under non-democratic government.
Well, I think, you know, there is a roadmap, which is once you get in on the democracy side itself of pluralistic institutions and checks and balances, but equally a recognition that those institutions will differ widely depending on culture. I mean, we've just in Afghanistan been through the process of this lawyer jirga, several thousand people selected to represent the country at large. Totally different conceptually from a Western parliament, for example, but nevertheless, for Afghanistan, the right way to take the next step on the road to democracy. But the other point of your question, which is essentially, do dictators manage economies better, particularly at the front end of development? I think, you know, the debate there is that the absolute level of economic growth, it's hard to tell whether dictators or democrats do better. But what we do know, beyond reasonable doubt, is that in terms of making sure that the poor benefit from that growth and participate in it, and second, that the growth is sustainable with stable transitions from one regime to another rather than violent coups, on those two vital criteria, democracies are much more effective than authoritarian rules. And I think what you see in a Korea or a Chile, two good examples of countries which did very well at the early stages of growth with dictatorships, is that those transition to democratic governments when those who feel excluded demand a say in the benefits of that growth, and the only way to arbitrate that and manage that expansion of the economic franchise is through democratic arrangements. So I think things trend the democratic way almost inevitably in development.
While it is hard to discern whether authoritarianism or democracy actually factor into economic growth, your report does suggest that democracy seemed to help prevent economic catastrophes such as famine, and you point to India in that respect.
Yes. You know, Amartya Sen, the Nobel economist who's very much one of the founding fathers of the Human Development Report and remains an intellectual guiding light to us. You know, he essentially got his Nobel for the insight that in India, a messy economy, but nevertheless a functioning democracy, over 50 years, people have not lost their lives to famine. Whereas, by contrast, in China, a much better managed economy, but without democracy, 30 million people lost their lives in the 60s in a famine which never got the kind of national reaction which you get when those people going hungry have the vote and can call up their MP and agitate and demand a central government response. Similarly, just much more recently, North Korea has lost several million lives to famine, again, because there wasn't the political means for the famine victims to express and demand government support and action.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Malik Brown administers the United Nations Development Program, which just issued the UN's 2002 Human Development Report.